Okay, good morning, guys. This is Lavira, and this is my podcast. It was formerly Manifestation Realty. That's still in effect, but you know what? We're going to pause and put everything on hold and call this Today with Nashe. Did I mean for that to rhyme? No. The initials TWN is what I was looking for. So, with that said, we are now, and I don't have my vocal thing here where I can record, so bear with me, but we're going to start delving into the psychiatry or the forensics of people that kill other people, murderers. Reason being, there's far too many people dying, especially women and children. I don't know who's dying more, but it's just sad anyone has to, or that they do. So we're going to start delving into these stories and sharing with you guys what we think. I seem to have always had some hang up or fetish about it. So why not do something about it? Educate people on mental or social issues that may be detrimental. If you know the signs and you have a trained ear and eye, people that may be high risk for violence, I think we need to invest more in that than our hairstyles, our eyebrows and nails and lashes and gym shoes and jogging suits and sexual preferences. We really need to be careful. It's getting really crazy out here. Anything can trigger anyone because they're taking down all the restraints, and it's going to get worse. The Bible tells us that, but we're going to proceed today with a true crime horror story. It is a podcast about like what I will probably end up doing, and this is from Dead Rabbit Radio, recorded 5 days ago, and I'm going to proceed now. You guys, this is a warning. It's graphic. It may have some, it may trigger something or whatever the warning is, but I've told you it's graphic. So if you're sensitive or have children around, be cautious or careful because this is real life. Okay?
This story is absolutely insane and just truly barbaric. Back on March 21st, 2022, in Richland County, South Carolina, a man named Keetrick Stevenson walked into a Family Dollar store and bought a pitcher and a box of matches. Then, later that day, there's video footage of this, unfortunately, he filled that pitcher full of gasoline and met a woman that he had some interaction with. The police don't really know what the motive was, but something went wrong, and he threw the gasoline on her. Now, there's, like I said, video footage of her running down the street soaked in gasoline as Keetrick is lighting matches and throwing them at her. And eventually, he sets her on fire. Eventually, she's not able to outrun the matches, and she's severely burned over her entire body. Apparently, Keetrick did some time back in 2006 for manslaughter, but they don't know why he tried to murder this woman. This story is absolutely...
So, guys, that's that. I have an 8 o'clock appointment, so I'm going to go and tend to it, but I wanted to just share that with you. This is real. If someone, even a woman or a child, is bothering you, there's law all day. So I'm not sure why people want to take these things into their own hands and not, you know, I'm going to say it's childhood a lot of times. Again, parents are first offenders for whatever reason. They don't always protect us as children, and we end up getting into things that we shouldn't. And for whatever reason, we don't think there's any consequence or that we had a right to do it or that we had no one else to help us, so we had to fend for ourselves. Very sad. Sometimes I see why people do that, but murder is extreme. So again, I'm going to look into Dietrich. I think it's Stevenson. Keetrick. And see what his history was, and I'll be back to give you guys that insight. I mean, I can do it now, but I have this 8 o'clock. So you guys have a blessed day. Be safe. And again, we're going to get into the behaviors and the red flags that may save your life or a loved one's life, okay? We have to educate ourselves on finances, human behavior, not just street knowledge, but actual professional information, biblical information. We just want to delve in because this could save a life. This is not a game. These people are out here, and a lot of times, you know, we're just doing our best and it just goes bad. It goes wrong. But if you could see a red flag at the beginning and not ignore it, not trying to argue with it or work with it, some of this stuff, you just need to run. This is why you do not give strangers your information right away, even after 6 months. And I know that's hard, but, you know, we're going to have to get some discipline about this because we're letting people into our lives, our families' lives, our children's lives. And then everybody ends up dead in some cases. So let's be cautious. Let's see these flags. I'll give you my story at some point. But we're going to really, really take this into a different direction other than real estate, which that will come up too. Okay, God bless.